This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thank you very much, Lucius. I was in my parents' bedroom, I think in 1990 or 91, when Christian Laettner hit that shot. That iconic inbound turnaround.
Spectrum, Philadelphia. Yeah.
Incredible, historic. And I don't know where Cooper Flagg's mom was when she saw that play, but left a big impression on her. That is why Cooper Flagg is going to wear 32. That's why he wore 32 in high school. Only wore two at Duke because 32 was retired for Christian Laettner. So Coop's going to be in a 32, and iconic number, really. I mean, I love it. Magic Johnson, Bill Walton, Karl Malone. Yeah. Like before 23, 32 was kind of one of those numbers, you know, that was just kind of different. And 23 has overshadowed it, but there was at one time, 32 was a definite GOAT number. Magic Johnson, the greatest 32 to ever rock it. Can Cooper Flagg be better? Hopefully. We shall see. The other update on the Mavs is that D'Angelo Russell is apparently favored to be joining this Mavs team. You know, and I guess it really makes sense if you need a guy who can run some offense. But if you're trying to build a playoff team out of that, like he can't be the lead guy. It's got to be this is the guy that makes the most sense to give us offense, to give us shot clock winding down, give us late game type of stuff. Even though D'Angelo Russell isn't efficient enough, he's pretty dang good at it. And if the surroundings around him are great and he doesn't overshoot, like we don't want D'Angelo Russell volume shooter. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm a little bit disappointed by this one. You know, I would hope they could get better.
Yeah, Nico was saying during the presser last night that he seems to think that they've got their pick of what guard that they would like. So maybe they've got their eyes on a bigger fish than D'Angelo Russell. But, yeah, I mean, D'Lo's had some moments, but he's also just super inconsistent, right? There's been some really good highs. He's a little bit volatile, I think, off the court as well. You know, where is he mentally? Is he always kind of feeling it? I think he's had some up and downs when it comes to mental health as well. But
in his mind, he's a superstar.
Yeah.
You know, well, and I think he struggles when he tries to do a lot, and the coaches say, hey, I don't know what his mental health situation is, but I just know him trying to do too much is the problem. If he would play inside of his skill set, I think he could be a really good asset.
Yeah, I think that's probably spot on when you consider how he was drafted, what the second overall pick by the Lakers. And he turned out to be a bust. And he's had good moments elsewhere, whether it was in, you know, Brooklyn recently or in a second stint with the Lakers. But he is one of those guys that I think could play once you get Kyrie back because he's kind of a combo guard, like a one and a two. But I think that there's other names that I'd like a little bit more than D'Lo.
Yeah. But still, it would be a welcome addition, I think.
Absolutely. Fills a need.
Yeah, right now, just the backcourt creation is rough, and it really makes me wonder how important they believe it is. You know, we've seen the traditional point guard that just handles it, brings it up, maybe scores 9-10 points a game and hands out 8 or 9 assists. He's basically dead. Now every team's best offensive weapon is essentially charged with figuring out a way to be the point guard unless you're clearly a big. Okay, so all this is going to unfold really over the next couple of weeks. Probably by late next week, we're going to have a great view of the free agent picture and what the Mavs roster might look like. We're waiting for an update on Wyatt Langford, aren't we, on some kind of a side tightness situation. Last I'd heard, they're hoping it's not an oblique strain. That doesn't sound good because these obliques can be a month or so.
Yes, it could be an extended period of time if that's the case. He's getting tests today. Hopefully by the end of the day,
maybe we've heard something. Has he dealt with this before?
He has, I believe so. It might have been last year when he first came up and then went back down.
This is the too strong argument, isn't it? Dude's too strong.
Too tightly wound.
That's what we were discussing.
Yeah. I mean, you're really rotating through on both, you know, hitting and throwing. So I do think Wyatt Langford loves the weight room, and there's tremendous benefits to it. But I think at some point, like being, I think the word is supple or more flexible.
Flexible.
You know, it might be more important than that supple extra.
No, bench. You're right. Supple. You have to think about it. There's a book called The Supple Leopard or something like that.
Yeah.
It's about stretching and knowing your body.
There you go. Yeah. Get it some yoga, maybe on your off days.
Yeah. April of last year, he had the right oblique strain. So this one might be on the opposite side.
Second year in a row. Speaking of last year, the story is back. They've decided they're not going to do a Pride night or a Pride week or whatever. They're the only team in baseball that is not participating in it.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I suppose. I don't know how you take it. Maybe for some fans, it's offensive. Maybe it's a nothing burger. I do support those initiatives, but I think it's important to be inclusive as much as possible, especially for a business. But with how polarized the country is right now on either politics or rights, I mean, staying out of it has to be okay, isn't it? Is it just saying, like, listen, we just don't want to get involved. Can we please? I think we just saw in multiple stories here, gambling and then the THC stuff in the spring, the legislative sessions, how much muscle the religious conservatives still have in our state. It's the biggest voting block, you know. So if you're the Texas Rangers, how many of your fans are going to be offended? And is it bad for business?
Sure.
I don't know if that's what they're thinking, or they just have a stand against it. But yeah, it is interesting, and I think you'll probably see
that
story.
It makes you stand out when you're the only one.
Yeah, like why?
Yeah, just why? Only one.
Do you think the sponsors have something to do with this?
I could see
absolutely.
That.
It could very well be.
That they know that if they have it, then it offends their sponsors, and then they lose their sponsors, then there's problems?
There's probably a business standpoint on it, but it's not a situation for the other 29 teams.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't know. Maybe there's something about Texas, or maybe this goes to right to the top to Ray. You know, maybe he's one of these guys.
Might be because he did not want to comment about this reading Evan Grant's article that he wrote. Maybe he's just not into it.
Yeah, that could be it. WNBA corner here in the G-Bag Nation. Caitlin Clark is out tonight versus the Sparks. She has a groin injury. Mm-hmm. Putting tomorrow night's showdown against the Wings at the AAC in jeopardy. It's sold out. Mike Peasley and 20,000 of his closest friends have tickets for the AAC tomorrow.
She ain't playing tomorrow night.
That does not sound... A groin injury does not sound like something I have tonight and is going to be okay tomorrow.
She's not playing tonight.
It's just load management, boys. Come on. They've got her sitting knowing that she's going to be playing off of back-to-back tomorrow. You don't want to play on back-to-back.
Hopefully that's the case. It does remind me of heading to the Cotton Bowl to watch AS Roma play Ronaldo's Real Madrid team.
Yeah.
And he waved... And then went and sat on the bench for
that
the first
would be
half.
A huge letdown.
You're talking to a guy that drove all the way to Chicago to watch Man United play.
Mm.
And they played dudes that were wearing number 73, number 64.
B team guys.
It was like,
your U18 program.
They were playing. Yeah. They were
this will be a good experience for the lads. Get them out there in Chicago.
They're playing. They had it. It's like when they first, like we figured out, it's like, oh my gosh. You know, Manchester United, like all of us load up to go. Like, we'll never get to see this.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. We'll never get to see a bunch of backups play. They're playing Bayern Munich.
And, ooh.
But Bayern Munich did the same damn thing.
Yeah, they're doing those preseason tours. I guess they think that us silly Americans won't know the difference.
Hey, you know, something's come up, 60 seconds on soccer, that managers around the world for these clubs are worried about the heat in North America next summer. That it that the problem that they're going to have with the pitch surfaces, the just the overall temperatures and stuff for the players and stuff.
Yeah,
they're thinking that this might be something that when it comes down to it, that becomes a huge issue.
Might need to see the old water break come into play in some of these.
The fitness of their players, they're really worried about this.
I know it's been a problem this summer in baseball.
Yeah,
and you know they're coming off a cycle where they played in Qatar.
Yeah, I've heard something about that.
So maybe
as well.
they got some, you know, some lessons learned there that they can apply here.
Well, they did that in the wintertime.
But it was summer
It was in the
Qatar. But weren't games still approaching triple digits?
It wasn't as bad.
They definitely the worst
one they've had.
They couldn't do it in the summer. It'd be worse.
Brazil was bad.
That
was a struggle. They built those stadiums basically in like the wetlands and stuff like
they
that.
Popped them up
the
quick.
Humidity was a big problem down there.
Yeah, it's fascinating. You look into Brazil and some of those stadiums are just all overgrown now.
Yeah.
But yeah, Caitlin Clark did not miss a game in college or her first year in the WNBA, but she's
scared of the wings.
Just over a week ago, she had a quad injury. I would say she's probably working too hard and needs to chill because
she's getting knocked around by
two leg injuries in a row. All righty, we got to run. When we return, Joel Berry, ACC Network, predictions for Cooper Flagg's rookie year here on The Fan.
This podcast is powered by Men's T Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.